This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're climbing out of the pandemic recession, buying more homes and cars, traveling more, and this morning we expect to hear more good news about jobs. The AP's Sagar Magani previews the April jobs report due out this morning.
The economy added nearly a million jobs in March, and analysts predict roughly the same happened in April, with the unemployment rate falling from 6 to 5.8%. That would still leave the economy down more than 7 million jobs from before the pandemic, but it's another sign of an economic rebound taking hold. As virus restrictions are eased, Americans are getting out and spending more. The fast turnaround has led to many businesses saying they can't find enough workers to fill open jobs, especially in restaurants.
New York City is hoping that it will get the okay in the next day or two to offer COVID shots to tourists by stationing vaccination vans in Times Square and other well-known sites. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Mobile vaccination sites where tourists go. We'll be using the J&J vaccine. We'll be in Times Square, Brooklyn Bridge Park, Central Park, the High Line, a variety of locations.
Still a mystery why a sixth grade girl took a gun to her Idaho middle school and shot and wounded two students and a custodian, say authorities. Jefferson County Sheriff Steve Anderson says a teacher grabbed the gun.
She did take the handgun from the student and held her until law enforcement apprehended her.
The three victims are expected to recover from the shooting at the Rigby Middle School in Rigby, Idaho. Space experts are watching closely as debris from a Chinese rocket plunges back to Earth, maybe tomorrow. Nobody knows where it's going to land. Beijing says this is not much of a threat to people and property on the ground. Some experts think the debris will pass over East Coast cities here in the U.S. The White House says the Space Command is tracking this. This is AP News. A new UN report says cutting methane pollution is crucial to curbing climate change in the short run. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with the latest on this story.
Methane is much more potent in trapping heat than the chief greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide. But methane only lingers for about a dozen years, while carbon dioxide sticks around for centuries. The UN report says emissions of both need to be cut, but methane cuts pay off quicker. Cutting emissions in half by 2030 could prevent a half degree of future warming and a quarter million deaths from air pollution annually. The report also says methane reduction would be relatively inexpensive by plugging leaks in pipelines, stopping venting of natural gas during drilling, and capturing gas from landfills. Reducing methane from belching livestock and other agricultural sources is the biggest challenge. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Dow gained 318 points yesterday to hit a new high. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.